This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The government has given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31 along with extension of funding support for promotional and development activities. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi yesterday. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. The cabinet has also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. India has asserted that it is building the foundation for global artificial intelligence AI services. Addressing a session at World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the country is working on all five layers of the AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra, and energy.
There are five layers in the AI architecture: the application layer, the model layer, the chip layer, the infra layer, and the energy layer. We are working on all the five layers. On the application layer, we will probably be the biggest supplier of services to the world, understand the working of that enterprise, and provide that service using AI applications. That's going to be the biggest factor of success or successful deployment of AI, because that's where ROI comes from.
The minister firmly rejected the International Monetary Fund chief's remarks calling India second-tier AI power. Citing Stanford rankings, he said India stands third globally in AI preparedness. Niti Aayog released the reports outlining decarbonization roadmaps for the cement, aluminium and MSME sectors in New Delhi yesterday. During the event, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Suman Berry, highlighted the critical role of the MSME sector and sustained economic growth in India's development journey. He underlined the importance of strengthening the MSME sector, which remains a key driver of employment, innovation and inclusive growth. The Cotton Corporation of India, CCI, has handed over a dividend of 8.89 crore rupees for 2024-25 to Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh in New Delhi yesterday. The minister appreciated CCI's performance and highlighted its key role in ensuring remunerative prices to cotton farmers under the minimum support price operations while maintaining stability in the domestic cotton market. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, yesterday launched the Electronic Personal License, EPL, services for Airline Transport Pilot License in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Director General of Civil Aviation highlighted that the EPL initiative is a key step towards strengthening India's civil aviation regulatory ecosystem through secure, modern and future-ready digital systems. India has welcomed Spain joining the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative, IPOI. Foreign Minister of Spain, José Manuel Albares, handed over the signed declaration of accession to the IPOI to External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar yesterday. External Affairs Ministry said that India is looking forward to working with Spain under the framework of IPOI for a free and open Indo-Pacific. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast thunderstorms accompanied with lightning over Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Rajasthan today. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and hailstorms over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan and Muzaffarabad till tomorrow. The IMD has also advised fishermen not to venture into northwest Arabian Sea, Oman coast, southwest and adjoining west central Arabian Sea, Somalia coast till 25th of this month. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen progressed to the second round of the Indonesia Masters 2026 at the Istora Senayan Arena in Jakarta yesterday. PV Sindhu battled past Japan's world number 35 Manami Oizu 22-20-21-18, while Lakshya Sen defeated Wang Zuwei of Chinese Taipei 21-13-16-21-21-14 to move into the second round. Former world number 1 Kidambi Srikanth also progressed to the round of 16 with a 21-15-21-23-24-22 victory over Japan's Koki Watanabe. In men's cricket, India defeated New Zealand by 48 runs in the first T20 of five-match series in Nagpur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.